so we're you know, looking forward to getting back into some Hockey East play here. It's been a while. It's been over a month. So I know our guys looking forward to getting back into it. Northeastern's playing very well, coming off their game against Quinnipiac. So we expect it's going to be a tough game. A little different for us too. Not used to playing on midweek games, or not even midweek, beginning of the week games on Tuesday here. So I think it's a good for our guys that we've been practicing a lot. So I think we're looking forward to playing.
We'll start with Belle.
Hey, Coach. What does a game like this mean to Jack Hughes, you know, playing his former team, and it's also a crosstown rival at the same time?
I think it means a lot to him. I haven't really talked to him about it, but I'm sure he's, you know, he's excited to play against his former team. I think the last few years we've had some really tight games with Northeastern. So it's been quite a rivalry the last couple of years. So I know our guys are looking forward to it. And, you know, they typically play very well against us. So, you know, we have to make sure we're at our best tomorrow.
Rich Thompson, go ahead.
Hi, Coach. Thanks for your time. I just want you to talk about this January stretch you're coming up, you know, after the long break. Is this where the season kind of comes into focus right now, you know, leading up to the bean pot and everything?
Yeah, I think so. It's a big stretch for us. I think coming out of break too, you know, you don't play for almost a month, and then you have one game, and then you still have a little bit of a break. I know we played the exhibition game, but now it's pretty much gets going here pretty good, where, you know, we have two games this week, one Tuesday, one Saturday, and then get back into basically playing back-to-backs leading up to the bean pot. So it's going to be a tough stretch here. So this is where, you know, the season, you know, really gets going. And, you know, after having a decent first half, you know, you expect your team to learn and grow from what we did in the first half. And that's our expectations here.
Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a little about the World Juniors tournament. Anything that you think that the guys that participated in that are going to, you know, bring into the second half of the season? And should we expect all three of those guys to be available for tomorrow's game?
I'll answer the first part. They're all available tomorrow. Some issues getting equipment back for some of these guys, where their hockey bags got lost. So that's a bit of an issue. I'm still waiting on Tom and Macklin. Got his back. Obviously, he's been back for a little bit, but Tom and Lane still do not have their hockey bags. So hopefully they have those by tomorrow. I think all of them, you know, you play in that tournament on a huge stage. All of them played very well. I think you can gain some confidence off it. So, you know, I expect them to come back and have great second halves, and I'm sure they're thinking the same thing. But it's a great tournament, and for them to come back with some confidence is only going to help us.
Gracie, go ahead.
Hi, Coach. You talk about the long break. Is there any concern that the team might not be at that same level of play as when they left off with the full team back, and how do you get back to that level?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was nice to get that game in with Yale after Christmas to at least get us going again. And then we had the exhibition game the other night. But it'll be the first time our full team's back together. It might take a little bit of time to get the chemistry going again, but I think the practices have been good. I think our guys know, you know, what makes us successful when we play our structure and our systems, and we do it right. So I think it's just getting back to that right away, and then being consistent. I think that's the biggest thing we learned from the first half is, you know, we weren't consistent enough throughout games.
Rick, go ahead.
Hi, Coach. Building on Brian's question about the World Juniors, is there anything that you as a coaching staff have learned from watching your three players play in the tournament that could benefit the team?
I don't know if there's anything I learned or that we learned. I think we were pretty aware of what those three guys are capable of as players. So I don't know if there's anything that we really learned from, other than really just enjoying watching them play and enjoying watching them have success, knowing what type of players they are and knowing what type of all three of them made, you know, the impact that each made for their team, which was, it was fun to see.
Mike, go ahead.
Thanks, Darren. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys. So Jay, going to World Juniors here a little bit, what was there anything in particular that impressed you about Macklin with his play there for Canada?
I think Macklin is as advertised. I think he, I thought he played great. I thought, you know, he drove possession. You know, he seemed like every time he was on the ice, he was making things happen. He was making plays. You know, obviously he had the huge game against Latvia, but I just thought overall every time he was on the ice, you noticed him making an impact. So as an underage over there in a very difficult tournament, I thought he played excellent. And, you know, it's obviously, unfortunately, I think he was disappointed that they didn't get to the, you know, the medal round. But, you know, I thought overall he was happy with the way he played.
I know you played in that tournament. How big a measuring stick was that for him in a tournament of that magnitude?
I think it was, I think he, number one, he takes a lot of pride in playing for Canada. I think that's the first thing he's proud. He was honored to make the team. But I, knowing how he's wired, like he's very competitive. He wanted to go over there and, you know, I think show what type of player he is and what he's capable of. And I think he did that. And I think he did a heck of a job with it. And, you know, it was a lot of fun for us over here watching him play. And we're glad to have him back now.
Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about that rivalry between the two teams for tomorrow's game. But is there any added motivation with the, you know, bean pot going the way that it did last season for the guys in the locker room?
I don't know if this added motivation. I think our guys get pretty excited to play Northeastern. It's been like that the last couple of years. You know, we had won the year before. Last year they beat us. So, yeah, it's a really good rivalry. I don't think there's any added motivation. I think it's, you know, we need to be ready to play no matter who it is.
Rick, go ahead.
Besides the need for greater consistency, which you just mentioned, what else has the staff been emphasizing as the team resumed practices?
We've really been focusing on all areas of our game, you know, all three zones, you know, for us, but I think I've talked about before, but starts in our D zone with our breakouts and our D zone coverage, you know, trying to protect the slot, not letting any, you know, easy chances get into the front of our net. So that's the thing that we're working on, but also, you know, working on our neutral zone play and just being connected in all three zones with all five of our players on the ice.
And following up, penalty kill has been pretty effective lately. If I have my numbers right, it's 18 of the last 20, following that stretch against Maine, where I think it was only 4 of 7. What is the group doing so right now?
Well, I think we got off to a tough start. I think that hurt us. I think we've just been doing a better job with our structure. I think we've been more aggressive at times too. I think that's helped us. I thought early on we spent, you know, way too much time on our own end. We were too passive, and I think we've gotten more aggressive and made better reads in our system. We can't just have one guy be aggressive. We have to have, you know, all four guys on the ice being aggressive and reading off each other. I think we've done a better job with that. We've done a better job of clearing pucks down. That's a big problem in the penalty kill. If you don't get your clears, you don't want to give power play second and third opportunities.
Rich, go ahead.
Hey, Coach, just talk about Luke Tuck's influence on the first line. Is he kind of like the glue for those young players? Did he help bring them along a little bit for you?
Yeah, I think Luke's done a great job, not only with his play, but with his leadership, you know, on and off the ice. I think Luke's a, you know, big body. He's really been using his physicality this year, and he's opening up space for other players he plays with. So it's been great to see. I think he's grown a lot this year as a player, not only on the ice, but off the ice with his leadership. And he's really helped our group.